This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, I'm Alex L., and I write books for a living. The Hey Girl podcast was created with sisterhood and storytelling in mind. Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Join us as we journey through sharing together. Hey Girl.
Hey Girl. Oh, I love that so much. Hi Tika, how are you today?
Oh, I am. You know what? I'm good. I just, you know, life, you just rushing all around. I just spent 14 days in quarantine in Canada. So I've had time just for me. And then I had to go face the real world again today. So it was just kind of like, oh my God, okay, how do I maintain my peace and sanity that I had in the house? So, but I'm happy that I'm talking to you right now.
Oh my gosh, I feel you so much. And I want to dive into this conversation around like self-care and finding our peace and all of that beautiful stuff. But before we get started, please let the Hey Girl listeners know who you are and what you do.
Sure. My name is Tika Sumter, and I'm an actress, producer, and I've been on TV for a while now, but you could see me in things like Gossip Girl or Mixed-ish on ABC, Nobody's Fool, or Sonic the Hedgehog. So that's what I do. And then I also produce and I'm a mommy.
And you're a mommy. So of course, I want to kick the conversation off with being in Hollywood as a mother, as a Black woman, there's so many different layers, and during the pandemic, and what that has taught you about your self-care practice.
It's crazy because there's like two, edges to the sword of like, mommy's always out working. And so I sometimes felt guilty not always being there to pick up my daughter, Ella, from school, or not always being there. Or I do my podcast on Saturdays and she has piano on Saturdays. So her dad goes. And so he was kind of like really holding space for both of us, for Ella, for a lot. And I felt guilty on that end. So when the pandemic hit and they were like, you have to stay inside with your family, I was like, oh my God, this is cool. Like I have the most time. I've never spent this amount of time with my daughter and my fiance, Nick. And it was amazing in the beginning. You're just like spending all your time. But then on the other end, you're just like, I don't have anything else for you. Like seriously, what are we going to do today, mom? It's like, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to not do anything. And it was hard at times, just trying to, make sure you held space for them and your family, but you also were able to just get away in your own home. And so, it was definitely a dynamic of like that push and pull of like, God, I'm excited to be with my daughter, but God, I love to work and be out as well. It was that, juxtaposition of like fighting two people and being okay that I can want both things and not feel guilty about it. So it was definitely a dynamic that was very eye-opening.
That's such a good point. And I think so many folks who are caretakers, mothers, parents will be able to resonate with that because it is so true. The pandemic kind of, it almost gives you this, I won't speak for everyone, but for me, it's with three kids at home and a husband and working from home. It's just like, wow, like there is not enough stuff to do. And I remember reading this article, I forget where, but the founder of Spanx was saying, let your kids be bored. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa. Because I was having that same guilt of, am I doing enough? Am I entertaining enough? Am I teaching enough? And it's just like, but it's okay to be bored. Like, it's okay to be a little bored. It's okay to just go out on the deck and like have nothing to do and color. And, we don't have to have these structured activities. And I was just feeling really bad at parenting. I don't know if you felt that way during the pandemic, but me and my husband were like burnt out. Just like, are we doing this right or are we not? And I think a lot of different folks at home with young ones and Zoom school and everything else, activities, all of that are kind of just like, okay, we're just going along right now. Yeah. We'll figure it out along the way.
Well, I was just thinking about this and I was talking about this with some friends of mine and I'm like, your kid does not need to be engaged 24/7. Like they just don't. And I don't even think it's good for them, to be honest. And we were thinking, I was like, well, what did my mom barely played with me? Like, I don't even remember her playing with me. I literally, and obviously we couldn't go outside, but I went outside until the lights went on and I had, and she had to call me inside. And then I took a bath and I went to bed or played with my brother, but it was never like her, you know. One, her necessity was like provide and she needed to sleep and she was a single mom for a while. But like on the other end, I never felt like for her that there was a necessity to be like, okay, so what are we doing today? Did you do math? Did you do all these things that we think we have to have our kids embody and be prepared for the world? Well, yes, some of those things are true, right? But like on the other end, I just feel like we've come to this weird place of like, we have to have our kids doing something all the time. And if they're not, then they're going to be behind in some way. And I just think that's a big lie. So what I'm learning is to say no to my child when she's like, mom, do you want to play Barbies with me? I'm like, no, I really don't. So you enjoy yourself. But also it's okay if you don't feel like it sometimes, you know, and, or give yourself 20 minutes or 15 minutes, you know, cause that can go on
for years.
So yeah, I've just learned to say, you know, I'm not in it right now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And I'm glad that you said that because I think that's going to make a lot of parents feel seen because it's hard. Like I was reading something like, oh my gosh, during the thick of the pandemic, I was like, I need all the articles. Like what the heck? I need to figure out like, am I traumatizing my kids? Like I have to figure something out. Is this boredom going to traumatize them? Of course it's not.
Right.
But this expert was saying independent play is so important. And you play for 10 or 15 minutes and then you say, okay, mommy, daddy, grandma, whomever has to go do this now. It's time for you to play by yourself. And I was like, yo, that's it. I started doing that. And my three-year-old is very bossy. So when you play with her, you're really not even playing with her. You're watching her play.
My child tells me what to say. She's like, okay, now say this. Okay, now I'm like, girl, let me have my own thought. Like, so I understand that strong-willed child.
Oh my God, that's so funny. So you mentioned too, like really enjoying your autonomy as a woman and as an actress in your career and everything else that you're doing, the podcast, producing. What are you learning about self-advocacy, being a Black woman in Hollywood and bringing your tools, your self-care tools, your mental health tools to the table as you are in this career, in the limelight, in front of people?
Oh, what am I bringing tools? You know, what I've learned for me, like, so I've been quarantining by myself in Vancouver right now for 14 days. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned is I've just learned so much about my body, how it works. I just had no noise to kind of come in and like with no child, no fiance, nobody coming in and just kind of invading in the space and not invading in a bad way. I just had time. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like I've really learned how to be quiet, you know, obviously, like there's just this silence that I need in order to understand exactly what I want. But it's also given me time to really be clear, you know, on what my goals are and not just goals, but like what I want out of life, right? And so with that, it's just like, I just don't have time for nonsense. And I don't have time to kind of say what I want in meetings or kind of not mean what I say. It's just, I'm very clear. I've just gotten so clear on what my purpose is here, you know, what my goals are for myself, for my family, right? And so in Hollywood, you know, there's this whole dance that you do where you, well, you got to say it this way to this person and you got to kind of not, you know, be show your aggressiveness as if that's a bad thing. Right. Or I don't know. There's just all these things, these dances that you have to do. And I've just stopped doing them. And literally I have people like literally laughing in meetings because I'm just so clear. And I'm just not like, I'm like, look, if you don't want to do this, it's fine. And they just start laughing like, oh my God, like what? Or it's like, everybody's like, how are you doing today? I'm like, you know, not the greatest, but we're all here. You know what I mean? And like people start, and it kind of allows people to be their full selves rather than acting like everything is always great. You don't have to dance around if you don't want to pitch. You know what I mean? If you don't want to buy a pitch or a show that I've just pitched you or a movie, like we don't need to do all those things. We can just be very clear on where we stand. And I just, for my own self-care, it's like, I just don't want to chase it anymore. Like I'm just not going to do it. And I feel like that's what God has told me. Like, you don't have to chase. It will come to you. You obviously put the work in, but like, just be very clear on what you want. And that's what, I don't know, that's kind of the tools I've been blessed with also, because I just feel like my mom was always so honest, you know, and we would all laugh at her honesty, like, oh my God, who says that? But that's why people love her, because she's so super honest. And I think I've gotten that. And people literally laugh at me all the time because I'm just like, what? You know, saying the things that nobody else wants to say. And it just freed me from acting, literally.
Oh my gosh. There's so much there. That emotional clarity, that directness, and it being okay and not having to chase. Like when you said that, I was like, that like hooked me in. And I want to talk a little bit more about releasing the need to chase and being able to show up authentically so that we can stand in our power. Because that's exactly what you just said. Like, I want to be clear. I'm no longer chasing, and I can be direct, and we can all make space for each other to show up authentically. So how do those things link together for you as you move through the world in all your different, you know, mother, career woman, wife, all of these things? How do those play a role in the stepping stones and how you show up in your life authentically?
Well, you know, how do they play a role? I mean, I think they all kind of interchange, you know. I don't think it's ever, you know, just one thing. I think, you know, I think as we, you know, show our many different faces to many different people in the world, I just think they come through. But the one thing that consistently shows up is honesty for me, like complete and utter honesty. Even as it's, I think it's as simple as, you know, like you're, you know, and you can be polite and respectful in all the ways, but like, you know, when you're just like, somebody's talking and talking to you and talking to you, and you're just not, your energy is so low that you're, even if you're just hungry, right? And you're like, I just don't have it in me. I think showing up and saying either, you know, I don't know how everybody else does it, but saying, I just need a moment right now. Do you mind if we don't talk? Right? Do you mind if there's just silence right now? It's just a simple things. I don't think it's sometimes like these big dramatic swings of like, we exert so much energy, especially Black women throughout the day, right? By we usually have to serve others and tend to other people's needs. And that's including in the workplace, right? Sometimes. And I just think if we're able to be as honest and kind with it as possible, I think honesty will always kind of win, right? And obviously you have to figure out how that works for you. I don't know if this is totally answering your question, but for me, that's the one thing that shows up through the variation of all those links that you talked about. Yeah, I hope that answered it, sort of.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, you did. Totally. And I love all the moving parts and honesty being the root, right? Honesty being the root of the moving parts, because it's true. We have to start speaking up, showing up to speak up, even if that is in the most simple ways, like, hey, I just need a moment. It links back to what you said earlier about you being comfortable enough to say that. And then that gives other people a permission slip to move through the relationship in that way as well, professional or personal.
Exactly. Because I think sometimes the other, you might be releasing the other person from thinking that they have to have stuff to say or they have to fill the air. You know what I mean? But you just might be releasing that person from feeling that they have to put on and act, right? And they don't. And so, but I feel like every time you speak your truth, like it just, I feel like obviously, you know, not in a crazy way, like don't be rude, but like, I just think when you listen to your body, when your body is shouting from the rooftops, I can't, I'm done, no more. And I'm talking about even sometimes in just the simplest ways, shouting from the rooftops, you got to honor that. And when you don't, that's when you snap. That's when you're a bitch. That's when you're all the things that people, the negative that happens when you're not honoring that.
There's so much there. Oh my gosh. Beautiful. Okay. So shifting gears a little bit before we go, I want to talk about the power of outgrowing. I've been thinking a lot about that and the beauty in it, the challenges, the grief, right? And how we pay attention to what we're carrying and what we're releasing. So as we look back at the past year, we've all been going through this pandemic together, the racial uprisings, just everything in between. What are you releasing to receive in your life?
I am releasing the things and the people who have not made an effort to want to be part of my life. In the sense of like, not even an effort, I'll take that back. I'm releasing the validation of others, period, right? I'm releasing walking in a room and not chasing anybody, right? I'm releasing it's okay to that the most popular person in the room is not looking for you. You know what I mean? Like I'm releasing the most popular person on social media, not whatever, giving you validation within, you know, likes or whatever that stuff. I remember one time I was at this Hollywood party, this big Hollywood party with my friend, and somebody at that party made me feel so small that I went to the corner and just started bawling. And my friend was like, I was like, did you see? She goes, I saw everything. And I don't know what that is. And then this, it's almost like this cover came over me and said, Tika, don't you dare chase one more person. You don't need the validation. They'll see you. You know what I mean? They'll see you. They're going to see you. But sometimes you're not meant for everybody's presence. You're just not. And that's okay. Because I feel like God will move you where you need to be if you just let it be. And so for me, it's releasing validation. It's releasing even stuff, you know, like you just don't need certain things to make whatever you want in life, say things, certain things you want, fine, if that's what you really want. But I think sometimes a lot of stuff that we work for or that we sometimes want in our lives is to show everybody how great we're doing. And I just, I don't know. It's like, especially now more than ever, I feel like that stuff is, if you don't have health, it really doesn't matter at the end of the day. But like, you got to really, again, go back to honesty and ask yourself, what are those things for? Are they for you or are they for them?
Well,
yeah.
So my last question before we wrap up officially, if you were mentoring your younger self, what would you teach her?
I would teach her that she is worthy of everything that's coming to her, that her spark and her joy and her laugh, to never make it small so that other people feel good about themselves, to be herself fully, even when others question her choices, that be still and know that I am God. Like I would teach her just to be still and keep working hard and to know that some things are going to work out and just some things are not, but you're going to be okay. Girl, you are going to be okay.
Thanks for listening to the show today.
please rate, subscribe, and review. Also, feel free to share with a friend. We love having our community grow. Music is by DC's own Kokai.
The Hey Girl podcast is produced by Wayne Bartram and me, Alex L.